Tab on your mobile. More live racing than any other app. Gamble responsibly.
Well, it's 7:04 on the Triple M Grill Team, and to the dismay of thousands of admirers right around Australia on the weekend.
Yeah.
But to the joy of Jamie Rogers, she's now Mrs. Jamie Rogers and joins us on the Grill Team. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thanks, guys. It's good to be back.
Was it a good day? Did you enjoy yourself?
I did enjoy myself. It was a wonderful day and everything went perfectly to plan because I know we had those callers ring in to say their wedding horror stories, but thankfully none of those went on our day.
Before we quickly go to the odds, when do you go on your honeymoon? When's that? After the footy season, I suppose.
Yes, and we'll go to Bali at the end of November once Carnival's finished.
So. Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you and your Miss Jamie Rogers Oliver.
Well, is this true? Are you Jamie Oliver now?
I'm not Jamie Oliver now, but I potentially could have been.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Jamie Oliver here.
Getting at Woolworths. Woolworths.
I'll feed your kids healthy food. Piss off.
Hello, Governor. Tomorrow night, what a blockbuster, Jamie. The Cowboys, and now that James Roberts has been ruled out, I suppose, there goes a strike weapon for the Broncos. What price are they?
Well, they haven't actually. The market hasn't reacted too much yet with James Roberts not playing. They are the outsiders at $2.85 and the Cowboys are $1.45. I would assume that they will drift further to Brisbane later on today. However, when we look at the money, I was having a look just before I came in here and it's pretty evenly split. I thought it would be a little bit more favoured towards the Cowboys with their great record at Townsville.
Yeah.
In particular, their finals record. They're 6-6 when they've played in Townsville, but it's pretty close when it comes to the money.
Mm.
Are you surprised by that, Matty? I can see you've got a look on your face.
Yeah, I really like the Cowboys in this. Even though they lost last week, I thought their performance was better than Brisbane's.
Mm.
And they have got a woeful record toe-to-toe with the Broncos Cowboys. They're like only a quarter of the games they've won or something over history.
And they're always, the past three have only been won by 1 point.
Yeah.
So the draw has been a popular option at $17 as well. And then,
Saturday night. Oh,
yes.
Man. Look, in a way, I hope Josh Hodgson does play because I think he's had such a great year. He deserves to be there on the biggest stage. But on the other hand, I think, if he plays, Canberra have more chance of winning against Penrith. What are the odds?
Well, in this one, we actually opened it up. It was $1.90 each of two. We couldn't split the two sides. And the Raiders, though, they've been very well backed. They're now into $1.85. It'll be interesting to see what happens if Josh Hodgson doesn't play.
Mm.
Blake Austin looks to be returning as well, though. And Penrith, they're the outsiders at $2. But I think it's going to be a fantastic game, that one.
Okay, the AFL, the Hawks, going for four in a row. They've got the Western Bulldogs and then Sydney, of course, against Adelaide at the SCG. Two cracking games.
Yes, definitely two cracking games here. Well, Hawthorn, they're at $1.50 when they face the Western Bulldogs, who are at $2.65. But the Swannies, they're not seeing any support in their game. They're $1.55. Adelaide, it's pretty much all the money for them. They were $2.65. They've now come in to $2.50. So again, two cracking AFL games this weekend.
And the NFL's kicked off in week two. Got the New York Derby. Got the New York Jets up against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, in this one, it is $1.90 each of two. Both sides lost their season opener, but the Bills, they've won four straight between these two sides. But there is slightly more money coming in for the Jets at this stage, but it is still $1.90 a piece.
And the Singapore Grand Prix.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
This is going to be a good one because I think,
nighttime
lights. Well, now that you've said that, he's actually the best backed going into this. You know, it's always so heavily dominated with Mercedes. They were terrible last year. But looking at where the money's going, it is all with Ricciardo at that $3.75 price. Lewis Hamilton is still the favourite at $2.65. But with the humidity, I was reading, they lose 3 kilos in this race. So it's tough.
What's Kimi Räikkönen paying? I like.
He's $21.
I just wanted to say that on air. Kimi Räikkönen.
Yeah.
I like that. Great.
Jamie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much, guys.
You look so
Jamie.
Thank you.